The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. And thank you for the blessing that we have. We praise you for the opportunity to challenge ourselves by the word of God. You know, I pray, Lord, that you move your servant out of the way, that you have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. For those of us who need comfort, Lord, I pray you will comfort us. And for those of us who need conviction, I pray you will convict us. May we all not be the same when we leave. In your Son's most holy, precious, glorious name, we all say,
praise God.
Now, if I want to get to the back of the gym, there are several ways I can get back to the gym. I can walk back to the gym. I can be carried back to the gym. Or I can be drugged back to the gym. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Either way, it's got to be a process to get from here to there. There's no shortcuts unless we can get back to the future. Oh, I'm sorry. If we can be in a time machine. Or my favorite, Captain Kirk. Beam me up, Scotty. But in the physical world, there's got to be a process. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
I got to go from here to there. No shortcuts, no other ways. You must move from where you are to get to where you want to be. John chapter 3 and the rest of the book of John says there's a process. You got, if you're here and you want to get there, you got to walk through a process. And the process is set out by the Bible, not by you and I. Now, you can defy logic and want to get back there without the natural processes that it takes, but you may end up somewhere else. So that's what we want to concentrate on. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
John chapter 3. What's the process? We're going to run into a figure today that isn't mentioned very much, but is a foundational truth to what you and I have to do. Verse 1, chapter 3, book of John. There was a man of the Pharisees, because he was not fair, you see, named Nicodemus. A ruler of the Jews, a plethora of information. What is it, babe? Plethora. I'm from Alabama. Plethora. Just because she graduated in journalism, she tried to tell the brother how to talk. That's what wives are about, though, isn't it? I tried to skip my treatment this morning just so I could feel better. Oh, no. A plethora. A whole bunch of information.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Mm-hmm. Nicodemus. How would you like to be named? Well, I'm not talking about the ladies, just the guys. But how would you like to be named Nicodemus? That's a name that's kind of hard to forget. Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee, meaning that he was one of the top men in all of Israel. Nicodemus. He was one of the rulers, which makes him even higher in that nation, in that city. He was a Jew. And because he was a Jew, because he was a Pharisee, and because he was one of the rulers, did not make him any closer to Jesus than anyone else. As a matter of fact, sometimes the more you know about religion, the harder it is for you to really accept the real thing. Have you ever went to on a trip? You know, one of them out of the country trips. See, for me, leaving Bellevue is a trip. Especially when there's snow on the ground. Because you can end up tripping on your trip. But if you're going to go to a place where you got to watch out for a certain disease, you may get a certain disease. Can anyone in here tell me what you need to do to make sure you don't get that disease? Immunize, that's the easiest one for the brother to say. Other one is the inoculation. Shot. Thank you very much. You have to get shots. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I don't like needles. Anyone in here like needles? You need to go see Jesus if you like needles. I got my knee operated on, and I cried for 4 days in the hospital when I was playing with the Cowboys to keep from getting a shot for pain. The nurse came in, "Are you okay?" Crying like a 3-year-old girl. But I did not want that shot. But if you're going to get immune to the disease, you got to get a shot. Can anyone tell me what's in the shot? What is it? I love the way Colin talks. You know, he's from Alabama. Southern England. He says, keep him doing what? You got to get what, Colin? You got to get a little bit of the disease. You see, if you get a little bit of the disease, it makes you immune to getting the real thing. And what religion does is get you immune from getting the real thing. So if we walk down these steps, religion will try to interrupt the steps for you. You don't have to go down 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can just jump from 1 to 4 and you're okay. Nicodemus had that problem. Then we're going to find out in verse 10. Let's read it. Some translations don't really get the emphasis correctly. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and you don't know these things?" Now, that sounds like a harsh statement, doesn't it? But we're going to prove that it's not a very harsh statement at all. Nicodemus should have known, because he says, "Are you not a ruler? Are you not a Pharisee? Are you not one of the leaders in all of the nation? Aren't you not a teacher?" And as a matter of fact, Nicodemus, you are the number one teacher in all of Israel. And you don't know what I'm talking about? There are so many people out there that can argue with you about what the Bible says and don't even believe the Bible. I can't hear you. I mean, with the fight that we're in with this whole thing. Well, you know, the Bible says you ought to be a lover. You're to love everybody. Mm-hmm. Where does it say that? Mm-hmm. John 3:16. Oh, you've been T-boying, I see. That's a pretty good verse. Have you read all the others? The Bible don't just have one verse in it. Can I have an amen? It's got 1,160-some chapters. And the reason why they call it a chapter is because it has more than one verse. So if you got 1,100-some chapters, you know you got a lot of verses, and you just want to pull out one. A plethora. Man, it's hard to preach in this church. Especially when you get on a roll. Do you know that Jesus says that he will not accept you in your sin? So if you put those two together, he loves you, but he loves you his way. Not your way. And there got to be steps. Now, if you want to talk about formulas, I don't like formulas, but you can walk through this formula. It is right on flat, bam, foundational. Every person that is going to heaven has walked through these steps. And today, you better pay close attention to see if you walk through these steps. Amen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. Why do you think he's coming to Jesus by night? Come on now, y'all. Come on. Just make it common sense. And it'll be real easy to understand. He is the teacher in Israel. If the number one man in America went somewhere, would he ever just go alone? There's always a crowd, a plethora of people. Man, I'm learning how to re-talk today, man. I'm feeling good about me. Someone take a picture. Man, a plethora of people that goes with Mary time he moves somewhere. So if he comes late at night, what folks think he's asleep, no one's going to follow him. And he wants a one-on-one conversation with who? Jesus. Now, he's going to be surprised when he walks in there with Jesus because Jesus always got his security detail. But he wants to come along. He wants to have this conversation with Jesus. And wasn't it amazing that Jesus was totally surprised when Nicodemus came? Hark, is you Nicky? And God is not going to be surprised when you come. And God is not surprised when you confess your sins. I've never gone to God and confessed a sin and heard him gasp in surprise. Amen. He's ready. He's there. He's always available. He already knows. Want me to prove it? Even in his manhood, he still was God. This is a sick shirt. Want me to give you my best eye? The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, ooh, very respectful term, Rabbi. Rabbini, we know that thou art from God because we know you're a teacher. For no man can do these miracles that thou do except God be with him. You know how many people believe that Jesus was a man? A lot of people believe Jesus was a man. A lot of people aren't really offended if you just say, I want to thank God. Oh, I mean, it's okay to say, well, I want to thank my God. Yeah, I like that guy. He's moral. But when you pass that, it makes decision. Why? Because God says every tongue will confess. Every knee shall bow. So when you say God, that don't affect folks. Like when you say, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, cut the cameras. Let's go. Move. So Nicodemus got to deal with Jesus. We know you're from God, but I'm not sure you're God yet. I've seen the things you've done, but hey, there's been other prophets. And then what happened in Egypt? Moses showed up. And God says, Moses, yes, go to Egypt. Yes, Lord, here am I, send Aaron. Walks in, boom. Turn the Nile into blood. The magician said, we can do that. Made more blood. Now, was that smart? Yeah. Made gnats. Oh, we can do that. Made more gnats. We can made fly. Oh, we can do that. Made more fly. Turned his staff into a snake. Oh, we can do that. And then all of a sudden, Moses' staff ate the other sticks that turned into snake. And then they knew, uh-oh. We got a problem here. Nicodemus knew all those things. Nicodemus was the teacher of Israel. He knew what the word of God says. And Jesus is saying, what? You being the number one man and don't know how to get into heaven, what are you teaching others? You see, that's where you and I got to be very, very settled in what we know and what we tell others, because you can help someone not get to where they need to be. Now, the bottom decision and responsibility is theirs, but don't mess them up and send them on a bunch of detours. Know what you believe. Oh, what's it here? Let me see here. Jesus answered and said unto him, quit trying to impress me, boy. I know why you're here. You ever had a conversation with people and you get a little close and all of a sudden they start trying to get you off the subject by giving you compliments? Or they want to soften you up before they give you the real deal. You ever been there? Some of you are going, yeah. I'm trying to remember when I was there. You ever been dating someone and broke up? Someone's little baby said, oh. You ever been dating somebody? And they want to let you down easy? So they kind of build you up? Or how many of you have ever tried to set a friend up with someone you wouldn't go out with? I'm just asking. Can I get an amen or something? They got a great personality. I would say somebody does my horse, but he doesn't. He's terrible. Been witnessing to that horse for years. Won't accept Christ. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto ye, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Did you hear that? Yes. First time ever those two words have been put together. So clearly. It's been said before, but never so clearly. Nicodemus, you're beating around the bush. The problem is, you got to be born again if you want to get in the kingdom. Well, I know I'm already in the kingdom. I'm the top teacher in Israel. I am a Jew. I am a Pharisee. Before the law, I am blameless. Yeah? But you're not blameless before God. Now, what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, I'm glad you asked. You want to see the natural progression of Nicodemus and his relationship with Jesus? Say yes, I can keep on preaching. Yes. Say no, I'm going to keep on preaching. Okay, right here in verse 2, chapter 3, he calls Jesus rabbi, mm-hmm. A teacher. I know you're a man, you're standing right here. We know Jesus is a man, there's too much history written by him by others who say he was a man, he existed. Have all of you in here come to the conclusion that Jesus was a teacher, a rabbi, a man?
Yes, sir. Amen. Mm-hmm.
So you made that step. Mm-hmm. You come. Excellent. Smoking. Go to John chapter 7. Let's walk with Nicodemus. John chapter 7. Everyone got it there? Verse 50. There's an argument going on. Nicodemus stand up. Nicodemus said unto them, he that came to Jesus by night, John chapter 3, remember? Mm-hmm. Being one of them, being one of the leaders, being one of those who wants to get rid of Jesus Christ because he's messing up their leadership. came to them, and evidently he gave a defense between verse 50 and verse 51 because of the response in verse 51. Nicodemus is saying, hey, evidently, guys, you got to come to conclusion. He's more than a teacher. He's more than a man. He's a prophet. Verse 51. They answered and said unto him, are there also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arise no prophet. And every man went unto his own house, kind of ticked off. How many of you don't want to tick folks off by giving a witness? It's impossible. People are going to be offended by the truth. You just don't do it to offend them. You do it all the sensitivity in the world. You do it trying to show all the love you can. But it still boils down to the fact they don't want to hear what you're talking about. How many of you in here have come to the conclusion that Jesus is a man? How about the next step? He's more than a man. Did you believe with all other religions and everything else going on that he's probably a prophet? Have you made that step yet? Help me, Jesus. If you please, would you travel with me to John chapter 19? John chapter 19. You got it?
Yes, sir.
Say praise the Lord when you get there.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Verse 38, John chapter 19. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews. Do you think there was a bunch of important people that were secretly believing in Jesus? Do you think that they would find each other? Do you think that, just a thought now, do you think Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus knew each other in that little secret society? Just so no one to know? You know one thing I bet Joseph was pretty happy about the resurrection? He get his tomb back. At least he thought he was going to get his tomb back. Then here come the church, mess up a good thing. Let's make it a monument. And they want it for free. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. Check this out. And Pilate gave him permission. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also another secret believer and disciple that I believe, called Nicodemus, who at the first came to Jesus by night. Remember back in chapter 3 already? And brought a mixture of myrrh and alloys, about 100 pounds worth of weight. Now, I'm going to tell you something, boy, that's heavy duty according to the custom. And wait till we get to John chapter 4. Wait till we get to John chapter 11. It's going to blow your mind about how heavy that body was who got out of the tomb when Jesus called him, and when he got out of the tomb when Jesus called himself. Then took they the body of Jesus, wound it in linen cloths with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury their people. Anyone in here want to tell me, want to just say wow to me? Anybody just want to say, I know why I should say wow? It's not a Jewish Pharisee. Not a Jewish ruler, not one teacher in all of Israel, that's the teacher of Israel, that would touch a dead body. It totally makes them unclean. Nicodemus saw him as a man. Nicodemus saw him as a prophet. And by the time we get to John chapter 19, he sees him as his Lord and Savior. You got to make the process. You got to make the walk. You got to move. If you believe he's a man, you believe he's more than a man. You believe he's a prophet. You believe he's a good man. I mean, you know, even Jehovah's Witnesses believe that. Jehovah's Witnesses believe he's the Son of God, but they won't move into the third process, that he is God, thus their Savior. You guys know that, right? You know, Mormons, I don't believe Mormons are Christians. You got to understand this. Not because I'm prejudiced, but because I believe the Bible. You want me to tell you why? You cannot believe outside of the Bible who Jesus is. You got to believe he's man. You got to believe he's God. Prophet more than man, okay? God. He is Savior. And he is the only Son of God that is God. You know that, right? You know what our Mormon brothers believe? That Jesus Christ is just one of the sons of God. That he and Satan are brothers. You know that, right? And that says you can't believe what you want to believe. You got to believe what the Bible says about Jesus. And they believe in brothers. I know they believe in brothers because they changed their attitude about brothers in the 1970s. Up until 1970, they had the whole belief. Now, Jesus came up with a plan that God says, you give me a plan that'll save the world. Jesus came up with a plan. Satan came up with a plan. God accepted Jesus' plan. Satan got mad. There was a great battle over that in heaven. Many of the angels joined Satan. 30 of the angels joined Jesus. 30 of the angels stayed neutral. This is Mormon doctrine. The angels that went with Satan was kicked out after being defeated and became demons. The angels who stayed with Jesus became the white race. And the angels who stayed neutral became blacks. And it wasn't until 1970 when they was getting pressure from the government that got a revelation it was okay for brothers to now be okay to enter the priesthood. Sorry, 2,000 years ago warned that for me. People walk up to me and said, Pastor, you are so narrow-minded. I said, thank you. You are so narrow-minded. You believe good Mormons is going to go to hell? I said, I believe there's some good Baptists that's going to hell. Give me another name. If they do not accept Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ of the Bible, I am sorry. You don't walk through the process that he is man, that he's more than a man, that he's a prophet, he's more than a prophet, he is a teacher, he is more than a teacher, that he's from God, that he's more from God, that he is God who died on the cross for our sins, the only begotten. Then you and I can rejoice that one day in heaven at the great feast, we're going to have barbecue together. And you know God can make some serious sauce. Joy, you have to drop your sauce when we get to heaven, brother. Jesus is going to boot it up. Longhorn out the door. I don't know, folks. Do you think that this is just a one-time affair in the book of John? That you got to walk through that process? Let's run it real quick. Let's do something real quick, okay? Look at chapter 4. Turn over real quick. Go. We got to roll. John chapter 4. Jesus Christ meets the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. Look at verse 9. Then said the woman, of Samaria unto him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me? Oh, we're going to blow that up when we get there. Blow it up! You after that sermon, you're not going to be able to sleep for a while. That's all I can tell you. First, she sees him as a Jew. She sees him as a man. And a man that shouldn't like her and shouldn't be talking to her. That's verse 9. Look at verse 11. The woman says, sir, how do you say unto me that you don't have anything to draw with? Still a man. Sir, 9:11. Look at verse 15. The woman said unto him, sir, do you want some water? Oh, still stuck on sir. Look at verse 19. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Is she graduating? All of a sudden, Jesus started telling about what she did before she told him about what she did. You know stuff ain't nobody else supposed to know. I see you a prophet. She won't give him the right category of prophet until a little bit later on. But once she find out that he truly is a prophet, check this out. Verse 29. When she goes back to the village, she says, come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the... She walked it. She walked through the process. Can't hear you. Walk like Jesus went through the process. How many of you gone through the process? Is he not only Christ, but is he your personal Savior as Christ? It's not enough just to believe he is. Because if you believe he is, we're going to find out this later on in chapter 3. You got to be a doer, not just a believer. You know, it's okay to say amen. Oh, I see you're not convinced, are you? Go with me. Who said that? You're convinced, bro? I can quit right here. That's Zeke's a closing prayer. One more, Zeke. We on it, baby. You're getting worse than Ken, man. We can't even roll you out. To run you out. Go with me to John chapter 9. You know what to say when you get there? You guys know that in John chapter 9, this is the blind man, the man that was born blind. Wait till we get to chapter 9. We're going to blow you up. Got all the guys asking, hey. Here's 13 guys at least having a theological debate in front of this guy by this blind. How would you feel? If I could see. I get up here and I'll wear some of y'all out, man. But I got to keep my mouth shut. Arms for the poor. Not ARM now. Some of you get it on the way home. John 9, verse 11. He answered and said, a man who is called Jesus made clay. They asked him, who is it? Who said you could see? A man named Jesus. What was his first recognition of Jesus?
Man.
Oh, he was a man. They go, oh, well, we don't believe that. Verse 17. They said unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him? And I don't know why they keep calling him the blind man. He can see now. You're going to find out why we know he can see when we get to chapter 9. Ooh, that may be in heaven. Amen. I mean, by the time we get to chapter 9, rapture will take place. And then I'm going to sit down and let Jesus teach this chapter. How about that? Verse 17. They say unto the blind man again, what said thou, old man, since he has opened your eyes? He said, well, he's a prophet. Has he made the steps? He went from man to what? He's got to be a prophet. Yeah. Then they get in a big argument. The blind man tells them off. I mean, just tells them off using their own words and Bible and teaching. And they basically curse the guy out, literally. Wait till we get to chapter 9. You're going to love that. Not the cursing out part, but. Verse 38. And he said, Lord, I believe. and he worshiped him. Verse 37, first, Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talks with you. Verse 36, he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? Verse 35, and Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, do you believe on the Son of God, means the Messiah? He said, man, I wish, who is he? He said, you are talking to him right now. He said, my Lord and my God. How many of you sitting here and you can hear the voice? My son, my daughter, here I am. I am he who speaks to you. You hear me? Submit. Father, thank you so much for this time. If there's anyone here right now that want to walk through Jesus being a man, they're already there. You want to walk through that Jesus was more than a man, he's a prophet, I think you're already there. And you know he is Christ. You know he's more than a man, more than a prophet. He's got to be God here on earth for 3 years, showed himself, gave the example, died for you and I. You can believe all those things, but there's one thing you got to do after that, and that is to submit as your Lord, to him as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready? Are you ready? Easy. Jesus, thank you for dying in my place. I believe you're a man. I believe you live without sin. I believe you died on the cross in my place. I believe you rose again to defeat death in my life and show me you are God better than all other religious leaders. I am here right now. Make me your son. Make me your child. Make me your daughter. I'm yours. In Jesus' name.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.